USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Former President Trump's legal team trying to block a request for a protective order in his election interference case.
The Department of Justice filed for the order asking the judge to place some limits on Trump's speech about the case after the former president posted, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." Trump's lawyers claim it violates the First Amendment and politicians are already using his case to raise money. I'm Brian Shook.
Crews working to restore power across some areas of the eastern U.S. after severe storms took aim at the region last night. At least two people were killed and more than a million people lost power. Tornado watches and warnings stretched across 10 states, with winds sending power lines into homes and roads. And in Maryland, a portion of the highway had to be shut down after winds snapped 20 or 30 utility poles and then had them crashing onto the roadway. Due to the live wires, dozens of people were stuck in their cars as emergency crews scrambled to shut off that power to move them to a safe area. The polls are open today as Ohio holds a special election that's getting national attention. There's only one issue on the ballot. It's a measure that, if approved, would require future state constitutional amendments to get support from 60% of voters in order to pass, as opposed to the current simple majority. Thousands of Los Angeles city workers will be off the job today as they launch their first citywide worker strike in 15 years.
Our members are sending the city a message that we want to deal with serious issues. We filed unfair labor practice charges against the city because they were not bargaining in good faith.
The strike will affect trash pickup, access to public swimming pools, and routine services at LAX. This is USA News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans.
Right now at Wendy's, when you buy either a Dave's single, spicy chicken sandwich, medium frosty, or 10-piece nuggets, you can get another for just a buck. Your dollar never tasted so good. So it's obvious what everyone will get, right?
Definitely nuggets.
Spicy
and
chicken
a frosty.
Sandwich,
Dave's single, and a frosty.
Frosty
for me.
And a frosty. Okay, who said frosty and a frosty? Pick your obvious choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's, buy one, get one for a buck.
Limited time only. Price participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with a combo or any other offer.
The director of The Exorcist has died.
Friedkin is known for directing the Oscar-winning film The French Connection, for which he, too, won the Oscar for Best Director in 1972.
Doyle is bad news, but he's a good cop.
We're going now. Bye.
2 years later, in 1974... The Exorcist earned Friedkin another Best Director Oscar nomination.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
The Exorcist had 10 nominations in total and won for Best Adapted Screenplay and Best Sound, but earned a place in history for Friedkin as director of arguably the best scary movie of all time. Friedkin also directed the film To Live and Die in L.A. His wife confirmed his death in Los Angeles on Monday. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The Yankees rotation taking another hit yesterday. The Bronx Bombers placing left-hander Carlos Rodon on the 15-day injured list with a left hamstring strain. The 30-year-old was pulled from yesterday's start against the Houston Astros after feeling what he said was a cramp. Rodon missed the first 3 months of the season with a left forearm strain and has a 7.33 earned run average since returning. Four U.S. chicken plants being closed by Tyson Foods, the Arkansas-based company, said it's hurt by falling chicken and pork prices as well as the reduced demand for beef products. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.